Michigan State cornerback.
Who's the best running back in the Big Ten?
Melvin.
Melvin.
Yeah.
Who happens to be one of your best friends. Do you, did you see him becoming as good as he is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's something you saw in high school. And I told someone the other day, it's kind of crazy how you look back at his high school tape. It looks just like his college tape. So it's just the things he was able to do at this level, it was impressive to see.
You know, the thing about both of you being from Kenosha is that work ethic is at the very top of almost every description of you guys. Why is that?
Just because, you know, we're committed to what we do, and, you know, we're both passionate, and, you know, we saw the opportunity we had, and, you know, we did what we had to do to get there.
Both of your parents were college track stars. What did that do for you as a young athlete?
It just basically, you know, opened a lot of doors. You know, they've been through it, and, you know, they knew, you know, what to expect and what I was going through. And, you know, it was very supportive. You know, they were very supportive of me and my brother and the things we wanted to do. And, you know, they always made sure we were put in the best positions to succeed.
Tell me, who's the best receiver you covered in college?
I'd say Gilly from Baylor. Yeah, I'd say him just because, you know, he was, you know, he wasn't, you know, a typical receiver. He was, you know, built like almost a linebacker or a running back. But, you know, he had the agility of a receiver.
The island. That's where cornerbacks live, right? I mean, they call it Revis Island in New York. It's Wayne's Island wherever you're going to be. But you are out on an island in that position. What's the most important characteristic for a top cornerback?
Having a short memory. You know, you're going to get beat. Everybody's going to get beat, and everybody's going to, you know, have calls against them. But, you know, how you respond to that is probably the most important thing. You know, whether you get discouraged or you keep playing, like it never happened.
Gus Bradley coached Richard Sherman. He likes corners with long arms, big hands. You know, he's got a specific type of corner. Thoughts on your meeting with Gus and what they're doing here in Jacksonville?
You know, I thought the meeting went very well. You know, I've obviously talked to him before, and, you know, it was another really good meeting. But, you know, hopefully I do enough to get their interest, and hopefully I can, you know, get a spot here. But, you know, I think it happened. So.